USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. She told KTUU-TV in Anchorage,
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Murkowski added that there should be distance between the White House and Senate over how the trial is conducted. President Trump and First Lady Melania thanked U.S. troops during their Christmas message.
We give thanks for the millions of Americans who come together to care for others with compassion and bring the warmth and bliss of this holy season to our families, our friends, our neighbors.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There was a Christmas Day shootout in Atlanta, ending a police chase with a driver who'd been speeding. Authorities say the suspect was fatally shot after he plowed his car into a deputy who was out of his cruiser. Reports from western Afghanistan, the Taliban has ambushed a peace envoy, according to police. They abducted 26 members of an activist group by hijacking the six cars they were driving. Hundreds are displaced after a 4 a.m. fire tore through a downtown Minneapolis building that had hotel rooms for rent and more long-term apartments, primarily for homeless families. Mayor Jacob Fry.
These are people's lives. This is their home. They're concerned about everything from a wallet or a phone so that they can get in touch with a loved one on Christmas to where their baby is going to get formula.
In all, about 250 people were evacuated. The cause is still unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Even though the stock market is showing record gains, people are still wondering if there will be a recession. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the topic.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
we're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They were only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. Mm-hmm. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, you know, has verified that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.